For those who can't see, it is obviously dancing time here today. So, girls, it's lovely to have you here. And boys as well, yes. And, oh, and I've got Harry at the back who's, oh yes, breakfast. That's what Harry's got. I had one of those earlier, Harry. Pain au chocolat, perfect. You could tell already it's a bit of a special day, or a crazy day, whichever you want to look at it. It's lovely to see you. My name's Stephen, minister of the church here. Welcome to Paignton Baptist Church family. And what I hope will be a very special day for all of us, and for those listening as well. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are good. That you are love. And your arms are open wide to receive us as your children. Children of all ages. And may we have the freedom today, as the children we see amongst us already have shown us, a freedom to be themselves and to dance in your presence. Amen. Right, we've got a couple of notices. A boring one and a fun one. So I'm going to do the boring one, which is, actually it's not boring, it's great. We've got a church meeting, AGM, coming up a couple of weeks' time, March the 19th. And lots of things are going to happen at that meeting, and we encourage you all to come, all who are regularly members of the church family, that's church members, and people who aren't church members but are regularly part of the congregation here. Do come, take part in what is a looking back at the year before, doing business for this moment now. It's an urgent, important business, but also looking ahead to what is to come. We're going to be sharing the Easter theme at the meeting and so on, and thinking about that. So that's March the 19th. There are letters for church members on the table outside. Please do take one for someone who's not here, that you live close to you or whatever, that you can deliver, so that they all go out. That'd be really great. So that's the important notice. But now Dave is going to talk to you about a donkey. I don't know what he's going to say, but it's on. It's on.
Good morning. Is this working?
Yes.
Oh, good. Well, in 2 weeks' time, we will be celebrating Palm Sunday. And I want to try and involve the children and a few adults to reenact Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And to try and make the Bible account really come to life for everyone. There'll be parts for the congregation to get involved in too. But the thing is, I'm in need of a donkey. Now, I'm not looking for a real one.
Oh,
I have known churches who've had a real one and come to regret it. But I had one thought, which was to have something like a hobby horse with a donkey's head on the top. Someone has come up with another possible solution this morning, but I'm looking to all of you. I know there are some creative people here, and I need this donkey here in a fortnight's time, please. So if you've got any ideas, please let me know. Also, we could do with some palm branches. I don't know whether anyone's got anything that would do for palm branches.
There's a few left in Torbay, I understand, in Torquay. There's a few left.
Yes, but it involves a ladder and breaking the law. I was having a look outside Marks and Spencer's yesterday. No, but that's another thing you might have put your mind to, if you got anything that you could suggest that would make palm branches that we could wave. And we shall have the flags anyway. So that's your challenge for the day. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Isn't it good when you have a crazy person in charge? It's lovely. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. God is love. Our theme for today's service. And we start with a time of worship. Feel free, as usual, to sit or to stand, to dance, or to be still and quiet. We're focusing on Jesus revealing God's love in Christ alone. We can stand in front of our Maker. He formed my heart even before time began. My life was in his hands. I have a Maker.
Oh,
Into the future. We can trust you. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. be good if now if we could take up our offering, just another way of saying thank you to God for what he's given us. Father, we thank you for your good gifts to us. Thank you for the material blessings you give us. Thank you that we can give back to you. Amen. It could be regarded as a dangerous thing when the minister gets... Could you turn something down a bit? Thank you. That's great. It's a bit ringy. Thank you, actually. A question. Children, I'm looking at you first, but I will ask everybody as well, because it's not just the children. What do mothers want for their children? So what do mums want for their children? Right, so yeah, we've got an answer here. It's still a bit too, it's still ringing, Andrew. Thank you.
Love.
Mothers want their children to have love. What does mummy want you to have, Jessie? You want...
Life.
Well, that's a good one. That's where it starts. Evelyn. Do you know what mummy wants for you? This morning in the kitchen, she came in feeling obviously a little chilly, cold, but she held out her dressing gown. So what mothers want for their children is clothes. So, okay, I'm going to the... Has Harry got an answer? Oh, Harry's got that. Two answers. What does mum want for children? What do they want? Just tell me in the microphone.
Mummy just now.
Can you tell me?
Shall I say?
Yeah.
You said toys and books, didn't you?
Toys and books. So this is what I want, so I'm going to say that's what mothers want. Very cunning. He's got that one. What else do you think mothers want for their children? Yes, Angela.
Safety.
Safety. To feel safe. Yes, David.
To grow up knowing Jesus.
To grow up knowing Jesus. We've already had that answer, David. Sorry. Anybody else? Yes. Sheila, over here. Yes, Sheila.
Peace.
Ooh, yes.
To be well.
To be well. Anything else you think mums want for their children? Oh, Jilly.
Embracing arms.
A big hug. Oh, we've had several cuddles already. And I've had cuddles with both my girls because that's what you do, isn't it?
I didn't have an answer. I was emotionally
hugging. Oh, right. So, well, yes. So, Maria's a... Yes. So, Maria's is a visual answer. Yes. Or you got Joan at the back. Yeah.
Want them to be happy.
Oh.
Want them to be kind.
Yes.
For them to be safe.
To be safe.
To have compassion for others.
To have compassion for others. Oh, we're moving on, aren't we? To what sort of people they will be. We love our girls because they love each other. And our grandchildren love each other. And that's what we want for them. So mothers, what they want for children, to be happy, safe, well-fed. Yeah. We haven't mentioned food. I'm really astounded we haven't mentioned food. But, well, it's just taken for granted. You want to see the spread that Leslie put on yesterday and today. She wants her children fed. And I'm jolly pleased she does as well. It's great. Clothed. In wealthy families, you want them to have nice clothes. In other families, you want warm clothes or shoes. Some mothers want their children to be married. I watched Fiddler on the Roof. Who's seen Fiddler on the Roof? Yes, the marriage maker. Mother, father, they want their children to be married because they're girls and they can't afford to look after them. So they want someone else to look after them. So that's what they want. The children of the hands. Adam, Pete, thank you so much. No, that's not true. But yes, some mothers want their children to be married. Mothers want the best for their children. Now, I've got a more difficult question. More difficult. So, Maria, Sophia, Jesse, Harriet. Oh, he's gone. He'll be back in a moment. But I might need help from the adults here as well. What do mothers want from their children? Ooh. So what do mothers want from their children?
Love.
Yes. Yes. Theme for the service, God is love. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything else? It's a good start. Yes. Sorry, Josie. Yeah.
To keep in touch.
To keep in touch. Wait, did I hear a... You have to use this for the recording.
Respect.
Respect. Oh, another one from Sophia. Yes, get ready, girls and boys.
Determination.
Pardon?
Determination.
They want determination. Ooh. To do what?
To sleep.
To sleep. All the truth's coming out now. Well done. I love asking these questions. You never know what's coming, do you? What else do mothers want from their children? What do you think, Jessie?
Flowers.
Pardon?
Flowers.
Oh! Did any mums here get flowers? Well, I tell you, a little later on, all the ladies here are going to get flowers. So they're coming. Okay, what else? Come on then, adults. What else do mums want from their children? Yes, David?
To do as they advise them.
To do as they advise them. Yeah, one more and then I'll go to someone else. Yes.
Eat all of your dinner.
Eat all of your dinner. If you've prepared it, yeah, well, yes. I'm going to write these down after. Actually, we've got it recorded. Yes. So I've got some at the back here. What do mothers want from their children?
Care.
Yeah.
Compassion.
Similar things again, isn't it? Anybody else? Oh, sorry, Diane, right in front of me.
Obedience.
Did you hear that, girls? Hear girls? Mothers want children to obey them. Oh.
Gratitude.
Bit of gratitude. I've slaved away all day to make this food. The least thing you can do is say, be grateful. Yes.
Kindness and fun.
Kindness and fun. Harry, are you into fun? Do you like fun? Yes. Good. Mum wants you to have fun. She wants to make you fun. Do you like fun, girls? Do you like having fun? Fancy castle fun? Yeah. Pennywell Farm. Yeah. Exactly. I know what works. Right. I've got written down here, love, respect, honour, obedience, to look after them in their old age. And grandchildren. Many mothers want grandchildren. Doesn't mean they're going to say they're going to get them, but that's what they want. We've been thinking about mothers But now what about others? There are so many other ladies who would dearly love to have children and still do. It's very hard. Today is a hard day for them. But every day is difficult. But have we not been blessed here, just in this room right now, by so many ladies who have loved so many children with a maternal, if I could think of a word, it would be an auntural, but a maternal love. But we know the Auntie Pams and the Auntie Sheilas, and we know many more. There are so many who are blessing children who are not their own, but with their mother's love, with the love we've just been hearing about, compassion, a desire for fun, who are caring in so many ways for so many children. I won't name them all because there's so many just here in this room. I have lost count of the number of people that I have bumped into over the last 6 years, having moved to Paignton, who said to me, oh yes, so and so cared for me, looked after me at this church when they were young. I bump into them virtually every week. I meet somebody who has been blessed by people's love and care in this church. These ladies have cared for children, feeding them with love, feeding them with God's word, praying for their needs. Every one of the mothers and the others, when they love children in the way we've been hearing about, reflect the nature of God. Because God is love. Each one of these ladies show us something of what God is like. How he looks after his children. He cares for them, feeds them, prays for them. Jesus is always praying for us. It's an amazing thought. When we haven't got any prayers left, when we're absolutely shattered and we didn't pray with our children last night and I should have done, Jesus says, don't worry, I've got that. I'll be praying all night for your children. The prophet Isaiah speaks of God being like a devoted mother who remembers, forgives, rescues, and protects her child. He described God's love for his chosen people, Israel, pictured as Zion, the city of Jerusalem, often in the Bible, very confusing, the walls of Jerusalem, the city of Zion. Israel, it's a description of people. And God, when he says, I love Jerusalem, I love the walls, I love Zion, I love Israel, is basically saying, I love you, people. And so he says this, shout for joy, you heavens, rejoice, you earth, burst into song, you mountains, for the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. Despite everything that the Israelites had done, God could not forget them. He loves them. God is the source of all love. He's not only the example of love. He's not only love in existence. He's the source of love. It's from him that all the love comes. At Toddler's Cafe, every week, we sing, Jesus' love is very wonderful. And you ought to see Shirley doing it. Not quite so much now with the actions because it's a bit more tricky. But why do we do that every week? Why do we say the same thing every week? That the love the parents, the grandparents, the carers have for the children only comes from one place. It comes from God. It comes from Jesus. And that's why we sing every week, Jesus' love is very wonderful. So high, you can't get over it. So low, you can't get under it. So wide, you can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love. God loved first. God has always wanted us to be well-fed, fruitful, joyful, beautiful people with good work to do. Think about the Garden of Eden. He set it up that we would be good like him, that we would be creative like him, that we would rule like him, that we would be well-fed. You could eat every tree in the garden, apart from one. And then, when we'd sinned, what did he do? What's the first thing that he did when we sinned? Nope. It's the first thing he did for us. Well, he did, yeah, he came looking for us. Clothed us. He killed one of his precious animals and clothed us. Like mums who clothe their children. I want to see their children clothed. It's the first thing that God did for his naked children who knew they were naked. Even after our rebellion and sinfulness, going after other gods and ignoring our Creator, God still loves us and wants the best for us. That's why he sent Jesus. God so loved the world that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We had life, didn't we? From one of the girls. Yes, you, Sophia, life. It was life. Yes, love and life. Life, he gives us life. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. He did something about sin. He got rid of it by Jesus on the cross. We're going to be coming up to Easter soon. We've got an Easter service on Good Friday in Palace Avenue Gardens. And the theme is going to be see his love. See his love as we look at the cross. God wants us to see his love, understand his love, receive his love. That's the message that's on our Easter leaflet this year that we'll be giving out in a couple of weeks' time at the church meeting. You're going to see it. It will be reflected in that Good Friday service. It'll be reflected on Easter Sunday. We see God's love reflected in the love of mothers and others who sometimes have to go to extraordinary lengths to protect and bless their children. I'm sure we are all, I don't know what the word is, dumbfounded, I think, what we see on the news in Gaza, where parents, mothers, cannot provide for their children. What do we hear? Food, clothing, safety, security. That's what they want to do, but they can't. That's why God sent Jesus, to get rid of sin. It's sin that is at the root of what we're seeing on our TV screens. Jesus gave his life to save us, to take away the sins that separate us from God and each other, to give us eternal life as God's children, to bring us home to God's house. We have a funny thing in our family. It's changed a little bit now, but as Sophia and Jessica are coming in the car from South Brent. We're going to Granny's house. And then they rush straight past Granny and give me a hug, which Leslie thinks is, well, I got the house, I provided the food, and you just go to Granddad. All he's got is hugs, but she's got hugs as well. But it's changed a bit now. They've learned to appreciate that, you know, Granny's good as well. Poor thing, she has to endure so much. But why are they excited at coming? And even Maria and Sophia, why are they excited? Because they're coming home. They're coming to Dad's and Mum's house. And that's a good place. And for anybody here that's here in this building or is listening, if you don't know, you're in God's house, in His home. If you don't know that you are His child, because perhaps you're not His child yet, you've not put your faith in Jesus, then today is a day to come home. It's very simple. We say sorry to God for what we've done wrong. We ask Jesus to forgive us and be Lord of our lives, be in charge. We want to follow Him. And then we are born again as a child of God by the Holy Spirit. We're going to stop now, just for a moment before I carry on, to do just that. Jesus, we know You came to show the Father's love, to take away sin. The only way it could happen was by You dying on the cross, even though You were innocent. Thank You, Jesus, for dying for my sin. Thank You, Jesus, that when I say I'm sorry, You forgive me. You prayed on the cross, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Lord God, we pray now You would forgive us. Everything we've said and done, and everything that we haven't said and done that we should have. Forgive us, Lord. Give us Your Holy Spirit that we may follow You with determination, with that word that Sophia gave us. Lord, we want to follow You, to live for You, and to be with You today and forever in Your home. We receive Your love. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer for the first time, do come and see me afterwards so we can help you just discover new life for Jesus. And now we've just got a little bit just to finish with. One of the most beautiful scenes in the Bible is played out as Jesus is dying on the cross. Richard's going to read the words for us now.
Near the cross of Jesus stood His mother, His mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw His mother there and the disciple whom He loved standing nearby, He said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, the disciple took her into His home.
We don't know why Jesus chose John. Perhaps because John was the only one there. The other disciples had run away, gone further away. Perhaps it was because John was a friend of the high priest, and Jesus knew that he would have a little more time before than the other disciples, before the religious leaders came knocking on his door. We don't know. But we do know that Jesus loved His mother to the very end. He did His very best for her, even as He was dying on the cross. What a son. Whilst we've been thinking so far about the love of mothers and others for children, this scene shows us that the love that God has, He also wants us to show to our mothers and those who care for us. Richard asked if he could share a few words about this. And as God led me to prepare this message today, this is where we came to. Jesus caring for His mother. And so it's prepared, as it were, just a few words from what Richard wants to share.
Just a few little bits. I was going to say to the children, are you listening? What's special about today? Yes?
It's Mother's Day.
Mother's Day, yes. But you know, the real truth is, it was never always called Mother's Day, was it? What can you remember it was called in the past? Anybody? Yeah. Mothering Sunday. Well, I checked up on the internet just to find out. And there's two reasons, really, why we call it Mothering, why we called it in the past Mothering Sunday. One was because there used to be church, well, there still is, church planting. And a larger church would start smaller churches in the area. And once a year, they used to go back to the mother church, the mothering. But the story, when I looked it up, goes even further back than that. Longer than anybody's been born, to about the 6th century. What it was about was that people went back to the church where they were first baptized. Now, when they did that, they were probably quite young, and when they went back, they would go and see their family, and they would have a celebration. And the church even said that, unlike the rest of Lent, when you gave things up and you had fasting, there would be one day of feasting, and that was on Mothering Sunday. What I also wanted to share was, when my mother was alive, she used to come with me to church. And on Mothering Sunday, she'd try and be a bit cheeky. If she got a bunch of flowers, she'd hide one and hopefully get a second one. And I think sometimes three. But you know, when she was no longer with us, for a couple of years, I couldn't go to church on that day because the seat next to me was empty. And that also reminded me, I like to be got at. If a preacher stands up and I think, well, that doesn't apply to me, either I've missed the point or it really was nothing to do with me. But a preacher got up and he was talking about parents. And he said, and when they used to talk very loud, I don't think they had microphones in those days, so it's a long time ago. He said, when did you last visit your grandmother? And I thought to myself, oh, she's so cantankerous. And if I knocked on the door, I'm sure she'd open it and then she'd shut it. And then the preacher almost immediately said, and don't say that they're cantankerous, he said, because who should be making allowances for whom? And I thought, oh gosh, I'm got at with this. It's been years. In fact, I've probably never gone to my grandmother's house. So I knew that my dad went, so I used to go with him. And then eventually, she was a strange one. I even went on my own or went with my aunt. But it took ages. She used to say to my aunt, shall we ask if he wants a cup of tea? You know, shall we? Shan't we? Because she was shy about it all. But I'm glad I did. Because towards the end, one of the last times I went, she was crying. And I'd never ever seen my grandmother crying. She just had a letter from her brother-in-law's family, and he had just died. And she had gone out with him before she went out with his brother and had married him. But my grandfather died at 35. The brother-in-law, was in his 80s. And she just thought she would have had so much more time if she'd have married the brother. But that didn't happen. So she cried. I just want to finish by saying, hopefully we have all had a mother, or certainly we've had somebody who has been mothering us. Don't leave it too late to contact them. Even like my grandmother, even if they are a bit cantankerous, who should be making allowances for whom?
Thank you so much, Richard. It was a joy on Friday to have Rini's funeral, 100 years old. And it's the first funeral I've been looking forward to. And I always value the privilege of doing funerals, but I was looking forward to this because I knew that all the family had seen her, had loved her, had been in touch with her, and that she needed to go because she was finally too ill to stay on this earth. But everyone had said goodbye, and there wasn't the sadness, the regret that sometimes can be there. Thank you, Richard, for your words. While we have time, we can honour, respect, love our mothers and others, those who cared for us. We can do it by the same agape, unconditional love of Jesus flowing through us and the power of his Holy Spirit. Paul says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. As we always do, in a moment, we're going to be giving out flowers, gifts, to all the ladies here. And there'll be some to take home too, not two or three bunches for yourself. Although we won't mind. Everybody counts. Everybody matters. But before we do that, let's take some time to pray. Now, we could be here all day praying, in a way, all the prayers that need to be prayed. But you're all here. And thankfully, God can hear all your prayers at the same time. So I'd encourage you now to pray for whoever, whether it's those who've loved and cared for you, or it may be for those who can't love and care for the ones they would want to. And that's perhaps the most difficult. Let's pray for mothers and others today.
Heavenly Father, I want to pray for Jamie, who's having an MRI scan, probably, in the process of having it now. I pray that you'll grant him peace. He's very worked up about it. So I pray that he will be thinking about you as he's lying there, and I pray you'll bless him.
To pray for those who would want to provide care and food and clothes for their children but can't, for whatever reason. We know that war, disease, we know that separation, all sorts of things mean that mums cannot provide for their children as they would want. Lord, we pray that hope will come. And those who've given children up for others to care for them, Lord, we pray that peace will come to them. Lord, may we as a church family care for our mothers and others as well as our children. Amen. And we're going to show that care and love now by distributing these gifts. So the ladies, if you'd like to come up. Children, I think your help is required at this point. And Debbie and Sue will tell us what you could help with.
So I need some helpful pairs of hands who could go round and give a bunch of flowers to every lady in the room. Do you think you could do that? And when you receive your flowers, please notice the little tag, because there's somebody who would have loved to have been here today but is working, and that's Claire. And she did all the beautiful little tags on the flowers so that she could be part of today. So that would be lovely. Is Harry here to help us as well with giving out some flowers? That would be really helpful if he could. That would be lovely. Thank you.
As usual, if you know that there's somebody at home that would love these flowers, do take one when they come round. Do take one for somebody else.
Thank you.
Don't, that's great. Well done. Thank you very much. Thank you to those who've prepared them and those who've given them out. At the end of our Sunday services, we have members of our prayer team who are available to pray with you. And as we've been going through the service today, sometimes God reveals something to us, that a hurt or something that we need to deal with, that we need someone else to help us through, to help us pray with. So if God's been speaking to you through the service, and you think, yes, I would love to have somebody pray with me about a particular situation or a particular person, then just come and sit at the front row here. There's plenty of space here. And Dee and Sheila, maybe a couple of others, will be able to pray with you. We come to our last song, and this has the wonderful words in it: my name is graven on his hands. My name is written on his hearts. Graven, etched out. It's an amazing thought that our names, if you write on them with a pen on your hand, maybe at school, maybe you used to want to remember, you wrote on your hand, or some people still do. You can eventually get rid of it, even with permanent marker. It will eventually go. But our names can never go from God's hand, because they're etched in. Into his hand. So as we sing this, let's remember how much God loves us. Toddler Cafe, and we'll sing it a couple of times. Feel free to join in if you feel able to do so. May God's blessing be upon you now. May you know of his great love for you. May God's blessing be upon you. May God's blessing be upon you now. May you know of his great love for you. May God's blessing be upon you.